So thank you very much. I'd like to invite questions. So please make sure you speak through the microphone. If you'd be kind enough to raise your hand and share affiliation and questions, we'd like to welcome you. So please.
同時証券の菊池です。3点ございまして、日本と北米とコスト。
So I would like to ask a question from the cost and the pre-GAAP. The pre-GAAP is increasing. My name is Kikuchi, and pre-GAAP, the first quarter, it was 12.6 billion yen in terms of the pre-GAAP. And similarly, the pre-GAAP and in terms of sales for the first quarter is going down, is slightly below 11 billion. And in terms of the deferred revenue is going up. Japan, in terms of the sales pre-GAAP, in order to catch up, are we going to see an increase in these numbers? So that is the question that I would like to ask. And also in the past, the number of bookings, the number of the bookings in terms of net sales and booking, there are big discrepancies in the number. But in order to catch that up, we have seen an increase in terms of the net sales. In the past one year, booking numbers and also the net sales have met. And once again, we see a discrepancy. The booking numbers, pre-GAAP are increasing, but at the same time, the net sales are increasing. This gap will be fulfilled. And for Japan, au, a collaboration with au, in terms of services that you offer with au, what are the numbers? And with NTT West Japan, and I think there is a try, there are quite bulk sum, of course, revenue drivers. Omikawa-san mentioned that there is a closer collaboration, but this will contribute to the increase of the net sales. And also in terms of the services and integration, the business model will also change alongside with this effort. The first question I would like to respond, and then the rest I would like to leave it to Mr. Omikawa. So in terms of TGAAP cost gap, accounting-wise, pre-GAAP, excuse me, pre-GAAP, there are, of course, pre and post-GAAP. One thing that we need to consider is that in terms of 3 years, the time frame is going to be longer. So pre-GAAP in 3 years, is post-GAAP is 3 years. It's going to be calculated by 3 years basis. So with that being said, within this year, is it going to meet or not? It's very difficult to foresee that at the moment. But post-GAAP, pre-GAAP would meet at some point in time. And in terms of second, does this answer your question? Okay. And the second question I would like to pass over to Omikawa-san. Well, the au, the, I guess, I'm sorry, KDDI. Well, the first half, the second quarter, the sales, there are major contributions that we have seen from them. Smart, aside from the Smart Path, there's a various matters with KDDI. There are two paths, Smart Path and the other path. And also, it's growing very significantly. And the Smart Path, the KDDI, exceeding 1 million people. And if you see an increase on a monthly basis, there is going to be some lag, but we will be able to generate profit. So from the second quarter, I'm very thankful that the number has been contributed. And NTT West, the Android, this is on top of the service that we have been offering from NTT West service already. So therefore, it's an increase of the subscription, which would also contribute to the sales on a monthly basis for on our part. Whether or not the business model will change or not, well, I must say that 1 year, 3 years, it's not a 1-year contract or 3 years contract, but it's a monthly contract. So therefore, the service monthly contract base, of course, the pricing model in the past was 100 for the first year, and the second year, it's going to be 50 for the second year. So it's going to be half of the first initial year. But from here onwards, if it's going to be a service business, it's going to be flat. Well, monthly basis, it's flat, but as in total, which is which, I think is a big question. So that is something that we will need to consider. And of course, the standard, if it's going to be standard, well, it's going to be a standard service, so it's slightly different business model. So as a standard, how much from the service side we will be able to receive that order if it's going to be an infrastructure business, meaning that it's slightly different revenue model. It is true, because of this new changes that has been occurring.
北米なんですが。
Second question is in regard to North America. For pre-gap, you see the numbers down considerably. And I'd like to ask about the factors for this. In the first quarter, there was the rebate net numbers that were impacting things. Has that increased or are there other factors for this drop? So I'd like to ask about that. And furthermore, in regard to the effectiveness of staples, it doesn't seem that great. It doesn't look like there's going to be any further benefits to be observed locally, but could you touch about this? Well, in regard to the staples effect, in our case, there is the impact of the rebate that will be felt in the second quarter as well. So in gross sales, we will see an increase, maybe around 10%, a double-digit number. And if we deduct the rebate numbers, then it would be a negative number. But the reason why we do this is to acquire customers. And since this is in large retailers, we want to move forward in the GMS. And we have a very high rebate burden, but this will be decreased if net sales increase more. But in regard to whether staples is effective or not, well, as long as the environment does not change. But what we're concerned about is a bigger picture. If the PC sales peak out, then in the GMS area, we wonder, even if there's expansion, what effect we can get. Now, in the large retail stores, to what extent should we carry out investments in? This is something where we have some doubts. With the Windows 8 launch, we'll see what will take place. We're going to be looking at the launch taking place in October, and we'll be looking at whether we'll be more positively moving forward or decreasing. You mentioned about the double-digit growth. Is it just staples? Net sales? It's total. In staples, the base was small, so there's a greater growth rate we see in staples. If that's the case, then what about the rebate? So you're directly deducting that, I believe, but if there were no rebates, though, the pre-gap would have grown. Is that it? Yes, that's correct. If rebates were not paid, if we get those sales, then it would have meant that the net sales would have increased. But for 100 yen sales, if we pay 120 yen rebate, then it would be a negative 20%, so that it will seem as if the pre-gap is going down. If we disregard the FX impact, the pre-gap in North America has gone down by over 10%, I think. Now, in that regard, what about... Well, in regard to that, if we just talk about staples, if we talk about negative, that's for the SMB market. It's not because of the rebate, but it's because of the overall net sales. And there's also the slower economy, and also there is the over-focus on the strategic products, so that perhaps we have lost some points in the SMB market, and we have to reflect upon this. So we'll be making efforts to recover our volume business. But if we look at just the enterprise, it's around -10% to -11%. But if we disregard the rebate, then it would have meant that in the gross results, we would have been increasing net sales. And the third question, in regard to expenses, there has been the capitalization of the software assets. Will that situation not be there in the third quarter? And there seems to be that even disregarding that, there will be some room for growth. But for the third quarter, for the marketing or for sales, do you think that there will be a continued trend to see increases? For the software capitalization itself, it was an adjustment of 300 million yen out of the 500 million, and that will no longer appear. So in the third quarter, it should be around 100 million or so impact. if we look at the third quarter. And because there is no capitalization, that will reduce the cost of sales afterwards, but the timing is difficult to predict. And there's the matter of renewal. And it's difficult to anticipate what will take place. So we start calculating cost of sales from the point of the sales started. And so on the cash basis, it's just a matter of when the results would be posted. If it's not capitalized, then it's more conservative. So there was the reduced amount because of capitalization. From the investor's viewpoint, it would mean that this is even more conservative.
So after the second quarter, after the fourth quarter, it's a plus by 500 million for the second quarter, but third quarter after, it's going to be plus 100 million. Yeah, that's right. The biggest, of course, bulk is only for the second quarter. And the overall, the cost, how are you going to calculate the cost? Is that as a reality for the new customers, acquiring new customers and antivirus customers, existing customers, the cost is high. So therefore, as shown in Eva's slide, it's a one-time extraordinary, of course, effect like exchange rate. We're not going red. Like Staples, it's a very special situation. Otherwise, we have secured profit. So therefore, in terms of what is the volume, what is the unit at the moment, accumulative basis, the data that we have obtained, we like to go after new customers. So therefore, for strategic product, acquire new customers, and then we like to, of course, sustain with existing customers. But we like to increase the new user account, deep securities. We've shown you the user base. So if this does increase, then we will see a plus factor for additional sales and renewal. And there will be a high possibility in those areas. So going after the customer acquisition, it may be costly, but we still like to go ahead with that. So in terms of enterprise business, there was a big question. We tried to reflect that back on the retail or discount general merchandising stores business. The sales of the existing product, we still will be making investment in this area as well. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So Tanaka-san, please. My name is Tanaka from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley. I had three questions, and I'd like to go one by one. In terms of cost of the software capitalization, what is the change? What is the change of the formula for the capitalization? In terms of the cost of the production, it's very small in terms of the COGS, but in terms of the calculation of the profit, it's going to be included in the profit calculation. So in terms of the COGS, the calculation of the COGS, it's the development engineers, the man days, how many man hours for specific product development. That is the basis of the formula. So a few hundreds of people, then the workload is quite extensive in the numbers. Development engineer do not work at the plant, manufacturing plant, meaning that the time management is very difficult. So for us, for a certain extent, it's not a guesswork. This may not be a right word. But this will be about the numbers that we will be able to foresee and expect. But the IT system has evolved, and this rather than this cumbersome, bothersome way of doing, we can calculate a precise time management of man days and man hours. With this introduction, we does not need much capitalization. So that was the reason why. So, meaning the more sophisticated management scheme is the reason why we have done so. We have a more sophisticated management scheme. Oh, really? Is that the case? If that's so, against the estimate, the software development management system for one extraordinary occasion, the past, you have also included the past performance inclusive of this capitalization. So the capitalization of the reason why it has been limited, because you're foreseeing that the sales will be a little sluggish. No, the product itself is there's a time for beta, and then you make a judgment You do basic research first, and then this could be a good promising product, and then you have a beta version. Until then, you're not going to reflect that in the asset. After the shipment of the product, we have the so-called golden master, and in between the time of that, it's going to be all capitalized. And after selling of the product, inception of the sales, what has been capitalized is going to be reflected by means of COGS. So when, at what point, has it entered the beta stage? And you have to manage the time and man hours spent for that. So in terms of the cost of the production of the specific given product, you don't know. It's very hard to calculate. So from that perspective, if that number is wrong, then it really does go down all the chart, meaning that there's some mistake or impreciseness in the total net sales. So that is the reason why we have decided to offer a more sophisticated system in order to make sure that it's very accurate. So very simply put it, it's exactly as what Negi-san's saying, but in terms of the guidance, increasing of the cost factor, this is really is the area of 500 million. Out of that, 300 million is 1 cent. Was a manual. So by having incepted a system of a man-hour management, we can have a more precise figure. So in terms of what has been capitalized before, it has been excessive. So this is really expense. So going back, and only 300 million has been capitalized, going back the history of making adjustment. So in other words, we have been able to enjoy the benefit of plus 300 million. So as Negi-san said, because we have more sophisticated system, it's more precise, meaning that being able to have a more precise, accurate figure, there would be a minus, a negative effect by 200 million. So by means of amortization, next quarter, there will be a capitalization of 100 million. So that is the explanation what Negi-san has provided. So in terms of 100 million and 200 million, with this new deployment of the system, the reason why we are more accurate, we can able to multiplize this or capitalize this number. So the rule has not changed. So then the question is, why has it been capitalized? I think it's the biggest question for us. I think that one of the clear-cut definition is that from the authorities, we have been told that you are not paying the tax as you should be. So it's better to capitalize. So please capitalize. So this balance, the detailed calculation needs to be prepared. Otherwise, we will fall into the pitfall. There will be a financial authority that will come and inspect and say the capitalization amount is too low. That will be the problem. Okay.
Second question I have is the following. In regard to NTT West, there's the Android matter. And for the existing flats, then there was a reduction in the price that came about as a pressure. But when it comes to Android services, what format does this take? And if it should successfully grow, is there the possibility of pressure to reduce prices from NTT West coming? Well, as an option service for existing users, NTT West has been making promotional efforts. So likewise, downloads would take place. And if it's activated, then there would be money coming in. Regardless of whether it's NTT West or other service providers, there's the existing values that can be provided, and they're trying out different things. So this time we're cooperating in the area of Android, and regardless of whether it's NTT West or others, for consumers as well as for small-sized corporations, in terms of both NTT West and NTT East, this is covered. And in something like this, price pressure changes. And there are cases where this comes about, but as long as there is value there and that we can be rewarded for what is provided, then we would be able to continue to increase net sales.
think that it is always possible the price will go down, but when the volume go up. But the good thing about our structure is that when the volume go up, because our cloud structure, the cost will not increase for us.
Thank you very much. And the final question, the third question. In Eva Chen's presentation, there was product marketing, brand marketing that was talked about. There used to be, in the past, GoLet, or there may be more marketing costs that increase that will pressure your net sales situation. Are there any concerns about that?
Well, that's why I show you the last number chart that I think we do learn from the GoLet. And therefore, although we're doing this transition, we still carefully monitor our expense and try not to overexpand on that. And I think this time we believe that this is, for instance, like the Facebook or even like KDDI and NTT, initially our purpose is actually more of brand marketing, using this way to do the brand marketing rather than the big advertisement.
And Tanaka-san, to be reassured, I still have a GoLet t-shirt, and I sometimes bring it out and consider that as the most expensive learning that in my life.
Any other question? Please, Ueda-san. Thank you very much for your presentation. A very simple question which I'd like to ask. On page 28, the expectation for the third quarter. Can you slightly drill down in terms of growth of the net sales? You see an increase, but in terms of the profit, it's 17%. And the third quarter, you said that in terms of change of the rules of the accounting, it has not going to be too big. You mentioned about being 300 million to 100 million. So maybe in terms of the uncertainty of the European market situation, the reason why it's why minus 17%, can you slightly describe this in more detail, please? So, especially for by quarter and quarter, when you take a look at this, the structure, the core structure has not changed from the second quarter to the third quarter. So from the second quarter to third quarter, we see an increase in operating income. But compared to the previous year, the core base would also increase. And also on year, it's minus 1% in terms of net sales. So therefore, for the second quarter, although it may not be changed, it's flat, it's going to be also minus 17%. So there's about 100%, 100 people, employee headcounts that has increased. Is that the cause? Partly maybe a compensation to the employees, but more than that, I think it's more sales. I think the cost for going after a new account is very big. So if it's a cost by 100 million, then the sales, if it's increased by 300 million, then it could be absorbed very easily. So you also mentioned about reviewing the cost at one point in time. Well, at the moment, as I've said earlier, there are two things that needs to be looked at. One is the discount or general merchandising store, the retail business, the large retail rebate. Are we going to continue on with that? That's the big question. The other is this overall sales marketing expense that we do spend. The company is not in red, not as deficit. So, of course, the cost for going after a new account is very difficult, but we don't want to give up. If we do, then, as Omikawa-san explained, there are not a lot of new strategic products, and we will lose opportunity to sell these new products. So acquiring new customer, and at the same time, there will be new opportunity arising from that, so we'd like to pursue that. So overall, we do not want to curtail that expense for going after new customers. But the rebate program for general merchandising store discount, we need to review. So stable, if you did not do stable business, the third quarter is going to be increasing the profit and net sales, or is it going to still be negative effect? I think more than the numbers. I don't have the number with me right now, but I think the number would have been better without the stable business. But in terms of the count of the retail numbers, I think he has reduced. Well, that's of course, it's return investment and return on investment. Looking at it, it's not paying for the investment that you have made so far, it seems as so. But on the other hand, from the customer basis, there are high renewal rates. So Eva mentioned in the table, this was not really the intent of that. That the business of the characteristics is that, of course, the cost or the rebate will emerge when we successfully go after and acquire customers. But the second year, three years, the evaluation will not change. And when you look at the lifetime value, whether or not we need to go after it or not, by quarter, maybe it does not make sense by quarter, but looking at the renewal and the expectation of the renewal, I think a lifetime value is quite large. When you change and shift your way of thinking, you said the PC shipment has gone down. Maybe at one point in time, they have forced themselves to buy it, but there's a new wave of tablets, so there's another change. Okay, I see. I understand now the figures that you have explained. Thank you.
There are two questions that I'd like. I'm from Merrill Lynch. First is in regard to North America rebates. And I'd like to ask about the thinking for third quarter. For U.S. sales, you say that it's still tough. And there's gross growth and also the actual growth. And there's the matter of rebates. And there's a Windows 8 launch. And do you intend? Do you believe that the rebates will increase as a result of Windows 8? Well, it depends on further reduction in net sales. But what is your forecast in terms of the third quarter, including rebates? Well, we have the full-year plans, so we don't believe that it will suddenly be zero rebate in third quarter. And also, well, there's Windows 8. We don't know what will happen there clearly yet. But it won't be at the level of second quarter, but it's not going to be completely zero either. Meanwhile, in the fourth quarter, it may be that tablets seem stronger than PC, so that maybe the PC market has peaked out. If that's the case, then for the idea of customer acquisition through rebates, we will have to review our plans. And my next question is the following. In Eva's presentation, there was mention about strategic products, and the numbers are growing by 22% in terms of revenues. But in terms of the second half as well as next fiscal year, well, there seems to be that this year it's going to flatten out. Are we going to see more acceleration in efforts in the second half? And what's the percentage that will be represented by the strategic products in overall sales? Can you tell us your thinking there? Well, just the numbers beforehand, we don't have the numbers on that. And I believe Eva will explain about this later, but for our pipeline, in terms of inquiries and negotiations that are underway, we have quite a few, a large number. But for the closing, it takes some time. This is because these are infrastructure-related projects. Consequently, it's not just us alone. There is also whether there will be deployment of VMware or not will determine the size of the project. And so we can't be accurate about when it will be closed. So there'll be fluctuations, maybe 22% and then 18%, not necessarily going down, but in the next quarter it may be a very large number that will be generated.
Yeah, I think that the challenge of forecasting the revenue for the strategic product is because it's very chunky. A lot of that, like I mentioned, we now have more deal that is over $1 million, and those deal where it lands in this quarter, next quarter will affect our forecast number. So all we can say is that pipeline is very strong. And also, next quarter, we are launching this threat protection product in U.S. as a brand new product. It was doing great in Japan, but we are launching it in U.S. and Europe also. But we cannot predict that kind of new product's revenue growth will be located where. So we've been more conservative on focusing those numbers.
One thing is that for these new strategic products, the feature of the market is that in conventional antivirus, it was either 100 or zero. If we try to sell to a company with 1,000 people, then it's either they'll buy 100,000 yen's worth or zero. But when it comes to deep security, we have a similar situation in the strategic products. There may be, first of all, 100 servers out of the 1,000 servers, and there may be the next opportunity for the remaining 900 the next time. There may be additional sales, or there may be other products that can be attached in the sales. In regard to the PL situation by region, it seems that there is improvement in the United States, but is there some kind of impact here? Well, when it comes to PL by region, in that area, internally, we have some numbers that change. Currently, there are rebates paid so that our profit margins are down in the United States, in fact.
Any other question? No questions? If there's no further question, thank you very much for joining us for Trend Micro 2012, the explanation and briefing for the second quarter. Thank you very much for joining us despite the heat. Thank you.